It's setting up to be quite a weekend. World Cup matches from Canada to Mexico, deal or no deal in Iran, cage fighting at the White House, Knicks in five, all this against the backdrop of the semi-quincentennial on Sunday of the signing of the Declaration of Independence. Our deep dive today compares the current vibe in the U.S. to the one around America's bicentennial in 1976. I remember getting a kid-sized tricorn hat, and weighs the prospect of some positive, even unifying, national moments. As always, watch our homepage, that's csmonitor.com, or app for stories and news briefs. We're tracking developments on Iran amid conflicting signals. It's Saturday, June 13th. Our next daily podcast will be on Tuesday, June 16th. This is the Monitor Daily Podcast. Good morning, I'm Clay Collins. Here are today's Monitor stories. On Sunday, the White House will host a series of mixed martial arts fights, one of many planned 250th anniversary events that are proving more divisive than unifying. Some are already seeing America's semi-quincentennial as a missed opportunity. Simon Montlake, Caitlin Babcock, and Patrick Johnson report from Washington and Charleston, South Carolina, for The Monitor. Much has been made of the positive role Pakistan has played as a mediator between the United States and Iran. But on the ground, the story is much more complicated, with many saying Pakistan is paying too high a price. Contributor Hassan Ali reports from Islamabad for The Monitor. Some see Section 702 of the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, or FISA, as a provision that's critical to U.S. counterterrorism work. But it has been controversial because of privacy concerns, and now its renewal is caught in a standoff between Congress and President Donald Trump. Caitlin Babcock reports from Washington for The Monitor. The World Cup is a moment of national pride for many soccer fans. That is especially true for Cape Verdeans, many of whom live far from their home country. Cameron Pugh, Emily Staunton, and Madara Udoekong report from Pawtucket, Rhode Island, and Boston for The Monitor. For our essayist, an encounter with nature during nesting season brings home lessons of persistence, loyalty, and wonder. Stephanie Cook Broadhurst writes for The Monitor. The stories you just heard are from today's newsletter. Find these stories and more at csmonitor.com or on our app. For more Monitor podcasts, go to csmonitor.com/podcasts. For other audio offerings from our parent organization, go to christianscience.com/audio. Thanks to today's audio production team, Kalena Onukwa, Mackenzie Farkas, and Ian Case.
This podcast is produced by the Christian Science Monitor in Boston, Massachusetts, United States of America. Copyright 2026.